Hi, good morning. It's 7:38 a.m. on Thursday, August the 14th, 2019. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Beautiful morning, gosh. A lot of puffy white clouds, a lot of blue sky. Gonna be a lovely summer day, probably gonna be hotter than hell before it's over. Actually, I don't know what the temperature is supposed to be today. It was in the high 80s yesterday, which is kind of pleasant for a change. After the rather frenetic weekend, I took the day off yesterday. I just didn't really do much of anything. Played a little Stardew Valley, made some yogurt. Gazed at my navel for a while. Finished Revelation is pretty good. T.K. Eldridge. Book 2 of the Descendants series. She's working on book 3 now. I got to put together a newsletter today. Mid-month kind of snuck up on me. I need it ready to go so it hits the inboxes in the morning. Did a lot of thinking about the new book. Did some brainstorming on what that might look like. Started filling out a beat sheet. Well, continued filling out a beat sheet. Morning. I've got a CIFOR budget call today. I have one every Wednesday. I'm also going to try to make paneer today. I got my lemons yesterday. I went to the grocery run. Got some lemons so I can get some fresh lemon juice. Try to make a little paneer. Maybe make a tikka masala later. Later in the week. These two women could be sisters. They're wearing the same outfits. There's two of them, one on either side of the street. They're both wearing black capris, white sneakers, white ball caps, gray tops. They're about the same height. They're about the same age. They're both blonde. I would not be able to tell them apart if I were to see them individually. Back on my beat here. So yeah, here I am walking through the neighborhood, muttering to myself. I've got a lot of new stuff to read. When I finished up the Revelations, I put it on my Kindle, so I put it on my phone, so I'd be able to actually read it. And realized that I've been picking up samples of books for quite a while, because I had a lot of samples that I haven't opened yet. I'm not going to ask for a question. I got almost nothing back on favorite female independent science fiction author last month. I'm trying to keep track on this week today. I can't walk and talk at the same time. When I've asked for authors in the past, I've always gotten a lot of trad pubs. Oh, you must read this. You know what? I already read that. One of the upsides of having been reading science fiction for 60 years. I've been reading science fiction for 60 years, is that I've read pretty much all of it. There's a lot of the newer stuff. There's a lot of the newer trad pub stuff, of course, that I have not read. I've read a few. I say I don't read any, but I don't tell anybody. Occasionally I'll read one. But it has to be something particularly special. It has to be something particularly highly recommended from individual that I put a lot of stock in. Put a lot of trust in. It has to be a book that's not going to be $15.95 for the ebook, while the paperback book is $12 and the hardcover is $11. It's probably not going to be something from Tor. I did pick up those free Tor books a while ago. And now I'm going to have to unsubscribe. Tor keeps sending me 3 emails a day. Oh, if you like that, maybe you like this. No, that's actually why I put them in my spam collector email address. I checked the email this morning. I had like 147 emails, only 3 of which were actual emails. Oh, here comes the goat. Good morning. Stay with me. Get ready. Mind pole. Whatever. Sorry. I got distracted. The guy and his goat's coming along here. Good morning. Morning. watch and see how he gets it through there. Yep, it's just wide enough on one side. I didn't notice it before until I actually looked at it, and then because three posts in a row, they look, you know, unless you're looking, they look like relatively equally spaced, and they are relatively. But one side is about, I'm going to say, maybe a foot and a half wider. Which gives the guy about 10 inches on either side to clear the post to drive through. Now I know. Good morning. Dog really wanted to smell that dirt. Okay, let me see if I can get back on track here. We're coming up on the dead zone, the place where I generally run out of top of mind topics and try to desperately think of something else to talk about. Yeah, I'm 122 beats again this morning. I'm trying to get used to 122. I'd like to get this up to 125 and still have a breath to talk. So last night I also started my next scan through Cape Grace. And I need to make sure that what I've got there is solid. There's the occasional continuity error. A chapter that was in March got moved to February, but I forgot to change the reference, for example, to the March wind to the winter breeze. It's a challenging story because the story itself covers a long span in terms of history of St. Cloud. 2 decades. And finding things, I needed a slow burn plot for the company side, for the other story. And each of the two plots have an A story and a B story, and the company's B story is not very well developed. It's satisfactory. It's sufficient to the story. It's, you know, there's no way it's going to win a Hugo or anything, but it's not a bad story. I like it. Roofers up there already this morning. 7:52. Man, it's all a minute. That was my friend with the Scotty dog. Good morning.
Good morning.
Looks like he's on our way home. I'm a little late this morning. I slept in. Jesus. I woke up at 30. It's like suddenly up and it's like bolt awake. What? 6:30. This light was shining in the bedroom and I'm going, holy crap, what time is it? It was only 6:30. I mean, it was I'm used to having cats get me up at 5 o'clock when it's still dark. And it's 6:30, which is usually, generally the time that I try to start strapping my boots on. So I was a little late getting away this morning because I slept in a little bit. No different than if I had gotten up at 5 o'clock and then curled up on the couch for another hour and a half, as I have been known to do. Let's see, what have I read lately? Sword of Mars. Glenn Stewart's newest Mars book, Sword of Mars. I read that one. He's got a lot of stuff out. He's got a... I've got a sample for his The Next Exile series. I have to look. I think he may have slipped an extra Duchy of Terra story in there. So I have to go browse through my to-be-read pile. I've got a lot of stuff to do today. I've got paneer to make. I've got Cape Grace to work on. I've got a call at 1 o'clock. It's going to gut the afternoon. I gotta write this newsletter. Since I have the first draft done, I've got at least something positive to report this month. And there's movement on the Smuggler's Tales. I should probably get the next book ready. The next pronunciation guide. Get that ready for them. So if Emily gets through Milk Run, she can jump right into Suicide Run. It's quite a cool morning. It was a while I noticed how cool it is today. It's like, really? There's no humidity. The air is moving just the tiniest amount. And the ambient temperature is just a couple degrees lower than normal. So it feels a lot cooler than it has the last few days, which is a good thing. At any rate, here I am, at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.